Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am so happy to be a Pet World Insider, especially when I get to attend great industry events like Super Zoo, and I get to see a lot of great products out there for all of us pet parents, but also I get to see a lot of great experts who are sharing a lot of important information. And it's always good to run into good friends like our next guest, Harrison Forbes. Welcome, my friend.
Robert, how you doing, man?
I got to ask you, you attend a lot of these different events. You go to Super Zoo, Global Pet Expo, the Amazing Pet Expos, all of the different things that you attend. Why does Super Zoo stand out for you?
I mean, you know, I think all the different expos kind of have their niche. Some of them are consumer and some are industry, and they draw different crowds and kind of benefit the industry in different ways. The thing I like about Super Zoo is that just, you know, obviously it's in Las Vegas, so people are kind of they're excited to be there anyway. But, you know, I think just being able to see that much product and really the trending brands and then the established brands, what the trends are coming down the pike for them, being able to see that all unveiled under one roof, really, for me, it helps me feel like I'm keeping my pulse on what's happening in the industry.
And there's a lot of great experts there, and it's really good for people like yourself and I who talk with the public on a regular basis to be able to tap into them and say, you know, hey, what new things have you been up to? What things are going on behind the scenes, if you will, of the pet industry? And I know you and I even attended some of the same meetings to update ourselves and share information. I think that's one of the big keys. You've been doing this a lot longer than I have. In fact, I think you've been doing this since the Stone Age. But I want to make sure that people understand these days there really is a lot of research that goes into the products that we're seeing available to us in the stores.
Yeah, I think probably one of the misnomers people have is they think, oh, well, somebody just puts something together and throws it on the shelf. And I can assure you, no company is going to invest millions of dollars into launching a product without thorough research and really seeing if there's a need for it in the industry. I think now there's so many companies involved that to put a new product out, you've got to make pretty sure that there's a spot for it in the pet world and with pet owners. Because if there's not, it's going to fall flat on its face, and these companies do not like losing money. So I think that always benefits the consumer. When there's that much research and that much background put into something, by the time it hits the shelves, you know, it's a pretty sure bet that there's probably going to be a portion of the pet public that it benefits.
Now, one of the other things, too, is it's fun just to walk around and see all the different products. Did you have a chance? I mean, that place was huge. Did you have a chance to do that?
I did. You know, I always leave those big industry expos feeling like, I'd have just had one more day. You get kind of that glazed over booth feeling after the first 2 days where it's just there's so many booths. I think this year there was like 2,200, 2,300 booth spaces. But, you know, I just love going around and meeting the new people. You know, there's always some new companies involved. And the great thing about the pet industry, different than other industries, is that by and large, most of the people that are there doing something in the pet industry have a passion for it. They love pets. And so there's a real heart involved in it that maybe you don't see, you know, in some of the other industries.
I think the other thing, too, that's interesting for me at least, and as we were gearing up for Super Zoo, we were kind of joking around trying to figure out, okay, what's going to be the hot buzz this year? What will be the trend that seems to be at every booth? in years past, it's been human grade, human grade, human grade. This year, we saw kind of a variety of different trends. What were some of the products or trends that you saw that grabbed your attention?
For me, I guess the things that I liked that I saw were a continued trend that started probably 2 years ago that's continuing now and actually gained a little momentum of problem solving. I think that's an important core issue for pet owners because while as a trainer, I think, well, everybody ought to know how to housebreak a dog, and surely everybody knows now how to walk a dog on a leash and those kind of issues, that's not the case. And when you have a dog that's chewing your carpet up or is using the bathroom on your Persian rug every day, that really affects your day-to-day life. And so problem-solving issues for people are paramount, and they really can change that individual's life with their pet and the whole dynamic of the relationship. So I'm glad to see that there's a lot of effort going into those kind of products and information.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. In fact, actually, we used to have a rule. I think after this Super Zoo, we're going to have to change it. But I would say no more collars, no more leashes. They've been done to such a degree that, there's not going to be anything new. And yet there we were at Super Zoo, and we ran into the Horgan harness, which was a new design altogether, which really blew me away. And I had to have more information and spend some time with the founder and inventor of the product. And I also like to see the technology side of things that we're using in the human world moving into the pet world. And I think we saw that in a lot of different products. And that excites me as well because, you know, it is a give and take. If we adapt what's working well for humans, a lot of times it has a similar impact for our pets. And then there was the reverse, some cancer things that were going on that, frankly, were able to come back and assist in the human world. So I really love all the technology. And I think that was the other interesting thing. Did you have a chance to check out some of the new technology things? And if so, what were one or two of the ones that just jumped out to you as, okay?
There were a few of them that I checked out. You know, I think I like, I don't guess this is so much technology side, but I like people taking the time to build like an information page about their pet, like in case the pet's lost or stolen, and there's different, companies out there doing that sort of thing. But I think it's really that kind of dedication to your pet. It comes around, obviously you don't ever want to lose your pet or have something happen, et cetera. But if it does, having that information at your fingertips or some of the technology available or even some of the simple collars that store that information on there to where if somebody picks them up or finds them or if you're in an accident and you might be in the hospital unconscious for 2 or 3 days, well, your dog may be sitting in the house and people need to realize that somebody needs to go pick them up. So when you have a game plan in place of here's who you call, here's the vet, here's what they eat, all that kind of stuff, I just think it's good preparation.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you're right. We don't think about those things, unfortunately, until they've happened. And then we're already in a bad spot and we're trying to scramble. Hey, great point there, Harrison. The other thing, too, I want to give you a shout out because you kind of did double duty. You were there at Super Zoo and literally had to jump on a plane in the middle of the night to head on over to do a co-hosting on The View. Kudos to you. Great show. Enjoyed that. I think you selected the right one, by the way. It was a show, so.
We had a lot of fun. That was a fun segment to do, and the hosts were really into it, and everybody's down to the cameraman and all that. When you get a bunch of homeless dogs that are looking to find a family, everybody rallies around that. It makes for a really good atmosphere.
That was great. Hey, I want to make sure we only got a few seconds left here. How can people stay up to date with the travels and advice and all the great info that Harrison Forbes has?
Well, we're redesigning the website right now, so I've been looking at some of the different proofs. I'm going to be making the decisions here in the next few days of what direction we go with that, and then get the new iHeartRadio channel. So, go into harrisonforbes.com, check things out on there, and that'll direct you to all the latest and greatest little things that we're doing and checking out. And I'll just say people can go there, and they can find out what you and I are up to.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up in the future here. Folks, we're going to be right back with more great pet information, all the things that pet parents need to know here on Pet World Insider. We'll be right back after these quick messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.